Despite rapprochement, Turkey-Russia relations remain uneasy over Syria. While a year has passed since Turkey shot down a Russian jet in Syria, and while a few months have passed since the beginning of rapprochement between both countries that includes cooperation in Syria and cooperation in the field of energy, their bilateral ties remain uneasy. A situation that largely owes its existence to the still lingering disagreement over Syria, particularly the future of the Syrian President Bashar Assad and the dual role Turkey happens to be playing there. On the one hand, it has sent its own troops to supposedly fight the terrorist group of Daesh, and on the other, there are underground proxy terrorist groups who are receiving support from Turkey. Therefore, while Turkey has repeatedly said that it respects Syria's territorial integrity and sovereignty, it continues to support these rebels, better to read terrorist groups who are in Syria first and foremost, to oust the Syrian president and to contain the Syrian Kurds, something that not only is a violation of Syrian sovereignty but also pits Turkey against Syria and Russia in the region. Salman Rafi Sheikh, research analyst of international relations and Pakistan's foreign and domestic affairs, has more on the apparent rapprochement between Turkey and Russia, but to no avail concerning the ground realities in Syria. Stay with us. As such, while Turkey rhetorically respects Syria's territorial integrity, it has still created a safe zone inside Syria in the name of creating a shield against the Daesh's incursions into Turkey and is pushing for bringing more of the Syrian territory under its direct control, a step that is akin to a de facto territorial disintegration of Syria due to a foreign Turkish occupation. Hence, the contention that while Turkey may not actually be seeking to create a permanent zone in Syria, something that Turkey and Russia have developed some understanding about, Turkey certainly has not changed its mind towards Assad's future as Syria's president. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu recently acknowledged in an interview that Turkey and Russia have disagreement over Assad's future. This unchanged position makes Turkey more of a NATO ally, which it is by all means, and less of a partner of Syria and Russia against terrorism. What the current nature of relationship between Turkey and Russia implies is that it is yet to convert itself into a full-fledged strategic alliance. Although we have seen a lot of progress towards normalization, this normalization is of tactical nature, only wherein Russia appears to be an important actor for Turkey to neutralize the prospects of Kurds who are being continuously supported by the US establishing their own state, that is, Kurdistan. Besides it, Turkey also sees in Russia an opportunity to counterbalance its relations with the US and EU and send them a signal that it does have other avenues of support. That Turkey's rapprochement with Russia is of tactical nature only is also evident from the fact that this rapprochement and normalization has not so far created any rupture in NATO. This normalization is likely to stay what it actually is, that is, normalization, and as such, least likely to turn into a strategic realignment, although earlier signs had shown that it was not an impossibility. What impedes this transformation is, as stated above, Turkey's contradictory dual role in Syria, where it is carrying a NATO's agenda of ousting the elected Syrian President Bashar Assad, and where it is also seemingly targeting Daesh along with Russia and Syria. What such a position further implies is that Turkey is tapping into both blocks to take advantage of its geographical location and achieve all of its major objectives, that is, oust Assad and roll back Kurds to the other side of Euphrates River. While Turkey does aim at both targets, this perusal puts it in a conflicting position vis-à-vis Syria. Some recent incidents strongly indicate the potential of this conflicting position to transform into yet another war. For instance, the advance by largely Turkmen and Arab militants backed by Turkey towards Al-Bab, the last urban stronghold of Daesh in the northern Aleppo countryside, potentially pits them against both Kurdish fighters and Syrian government forces, leading to clashes between them. Al-Bab is of particular strategic importance to Turkey because Kurdish-dominated militias have also been pursuing a campaign to seize it. As it seems, Ankara is determined to prevent Kurdish forces from joining up cantons they control along the Turkish border. Turkey is backing the militants in Syria with troops, tanks and artillery, as well as reconnaissance flights along the border. However, while Turkey is out there allegedly to prevent the Kurds from having any territory under their control in Syria, Syria itself is not ready to host Turkish troops on its territory. This has created the threat of direct clashes occurring between them. In fact, such incidents have already started to occur. Just recently, the Turkish military said that Thursday, November 24th, airstrike which killed three of its soldiers was thought to have been carried out by the Syrian Air Force. It would be the first time Turkish soldiers have died at the hands of Syrian government forces. A report from Turkey's state-run Anadolu agency stated that Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan discussed this attack on Turkish troops in Syria with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin as Turkish-backed militants pressed an offensive to take the Syrian city of Al-Bab. While no major dispute of diplomatic and military nature has so far been reported developing between Turkey and Russia, this incident unambiguously underlines the fundamental disagreement both have in Syria. Therefore, it is not energy cooperation merely that would determine the future of the Russian-Turkish bilateral relations. While cooperation in this field required normalization, it is also quite clear today that the transformation of this normalization into a strategic realignment depends upon how smoothly both countries resolve their differences over Syria. While cooperation in this field required normalization, it is also quite clear today that the transformation of this normalization into a strategic realignment depends upon how smoothly both countries resolve their differences over Syria. In the coming months, the progress of the operation as well as the battle for Aleppo will become the decisive points in setting the trajectory of their bilateral relations.